Welcome to the Mental Health Moment. I am Dr. Betsy Gard, and I am a clinical psychologist as well as an adjunct professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences of the Emory Medical School. Today, we're going to be discussing altruism. Winston Churchill said, "We make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give." We know that giving to others can be extraordinarily beneficial to us. But there are some information and some studies that make it very interesting as to how giving of ourselves, volunteering, and being altruistic can help ourselves as well as others. Ken Pope reported a meta-analysis which looked at 7,000 subjects over the age of 55 and found that volunteerism reduced the risk of mortality by approximately 47%. Even when you control for such things that we know impact longevity, such as age, sex, ethnic background, socioeconomic status, marriage status, even health behaviors, there still was a significant impact based on those who volunteer. And there is a 25% reduction in risk of imminent death when all of those factors are taken out. In another study, Stephanie Brown and her associates, while studying elderly individuals over 5 years, found that those who participated in volunteering and caregiving were more than 2 times less likely over those years to die than their less altruistic peers. She also found that caregiving for one's spouse for approximately 14 hours a week is associated with decreased mortality. In yet another study, they found that adolescents who were assigned to volunteer with elementary school-age children improved their own cardiovascular risk profiles. There were 106 Canadian 10th grade high school students who were free of chronic illness. They volunteered with younger children over a 2-month period. After they had volunteered, these teens showed slower cholesterol levels and BMI levels compared to adolescents who had not volunteered with the younger children. So those who increased the most in empathy and altruistic behavior decreased the most in negative mood and in measures of cardiovascular risk. 3 great sites to find opportunities for you to volunteer with and at are Volunteer Match, United Way, and Just Serve. So remember what Abraham Lincoln said, "As you grow older, you will discover that you have 2 hands, one for helping yourself, the other for helping others."